Treaty Talk, the Experts Edition. With Heather Barasa, beneficiary of the Sawtooe-Dene and Métis Comprehensive Land Claim Agreement, chair of the Sawtooe Land Use Planning Board, and Jane Glasgow Northern Fellowship 4th Cohort alumni.
My name is Heather Barasa. I'm from Fort Good Hope, Northwest Territories. I am a community member. I am the chair of the Sawtooe Land Use Planning Board for the Sawtooe region. I'm also a co-owner of a small business in Fort Good Hope and a former land corporation board member for the Yamogalao Corporation under the Sawtooe-Dene Métis Land Claim.
What are some of the benefits you see from the Sawtooe Agreement?
The benefits that I see are clarity in when it comes to consultation and engagement for communities and beneficiaries through the co-management system that was created in the Sawtooe Land Claim. There's co-management boards such as the Sawtooe Land Use Planning Board, the Sawtooe Land and Water Board, and also there's the Renewable Resource Board. And I see that as a benefit, that there's a very clear way in which the community members and communities have a say in work that happens in the region, development or otherwise.
What do modern treaties mean to you?
It means to me that my future and the future of my children is more in my hands. As a beneficiary, I have more control over what will happen in my community and in my area. And I feel more empowered as a person to make decisions. So I think that's important for any community and for my region, that we just don't stand still, that we're always moving and growing and learning more and doing as much as we can to teach our community members and our youth and each other.
What would you like to say to youth?
It is very important in that way that community members and board members and leadership are diligent about understanding our claim and representing us and informing people who represent the territorial or federal government about where they are and to do it, I guess, in a respectful way, but also just to make sure that these agreements don't get watered down and ignored. So I feel like that's a bit of a fear for me, is that we're not teaching it in school. It's a very legal document and it's difficult to understand. And there's a danger that as we go forward, people don't understand, and maybe in the future things will be happening that we don't necessarily agree with but don't know that they're happening because of the agreement is not being respected. And I'm hoping that more youth do get involved wherever you are in your agreements or in your communities and take it seriously and respect all the work that's been done before you and do your part to bring your community forward.